Thank you for joining the Black Student Success Summit podcast, recorded live at the 2025 Summit, held at Portland State University. The following episodes feature the voices of this year's attendees, youth coming from many different viewpoints and perspectives, sharing their experiences from the summit, as well as what they face within our local educational ecosystem. In episode 5, our session host Morgan Jones is in conversation with John Lewis and Adamau, who attend Roosevelt High School, and Jacody Stiles, who goes to Southridge High School.
My name is John, I'm 14, and I go to Roosevelt.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Jacody, I am 17 years old, and I go to Southridge High School.
My name is Adamau, I'm 16, I go to Roosevelt.
Go to where?
Roosevelt.
Roosevelt, okay. I missed your age, did you say 16? Okay. Does anybody already have an idea what they want to do after high school?
Yeah, for me, I'll probably commit for the fall for lacrosse, and then I'll play college lacrosse, and I want to study criminal justice and double in cybersecurity, and I want to pursue a career in the FBI field.
Wasn't prepared for that. I don't know where I thought you were going, but it wasn't there, and wow, okay. And you said commit. Have you committed to a school?
Not yet, but I have my top three in mind.
Okay. How about you?
I want to go to a four-year college, and if I don't go to a four-year college, probably trade school.
Okay. Is there a trade that you're thinking about?
Engineering.
Okay. Dope.
I probably want to go to a university college for sports and also for interior design and business management.
Okay, those are three very different things, and I'm here for all three of them. What kind of sports are you already playing? Or
basketball.
Okay. And what position do you play?
Like point guard, shooting guard.
Okay. And I talked to somebody earlier. Their track is to go to a D1 school because they want to get drafted and go to the NBA. Is that where you're at?
Kind of. I don't know about going to the NBA yet because that's a lot.
A hard thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, a D1 college, D2, it really doesn't matter which one.
Okay. Cool. Just four-year school.
Yeah.
Business and interior design. Just an off question real quick about interior design. What excites you the most about being able to change a room?
The arts.
Hey. Give me a little bit more on that. Like, is it artwork? Is it?
It's the creativity of clothing and starting my own business.
Okay. Amazing. Close. I'll ask this question really quickly for all of you, and we can start with Jacody. How'd you hear about the Black Student Success Summit?
So I'm part of a program called BBPU, which is Black People's Union. I'm Beaverton Black People's Union, sorry. And it's run by Laya and Desiree. My mom sent me the link, actually. And then part of, because usually have a session on Saturdays where we all come together, we meet up, and we do something. And then a lot of the people were already registered from their BSUs for their school event. So then they just made this our activity for Saturday since someone's going to show up.
Oh, okay. How about you?
I heard it through Step Up, through one of the advocates there.
Through Step Up?
Yeah.
Oh, very cool.
Also Step Up.
Oh, wait. So Roosevelt and?
Roosevelt.
Oh, you're both at Roosevelt.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know how. Okay. Both at Roosevelt. Have you had a session today that you were really excited about?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me your exciting session first, and then we'll come right to you, John.
All right.
It was the mental health one at the beginning when you first came here.
And what was exciting? What did you learn?
That mental health is, like, important, even if you're a man.
Okay. That's a bar. How about you, John?
Mine was a mental health one, too.
Okay. Did you learn something different than him?
It's okay to show your feelings, and it's okay to talk to other people about how you feel.
Is that something that you already knew or
kind of, yeah,
practicing, or did that like make you feel like, oh, I have permission to do that or something?
I already knew I could, but like it made me feel even more open to talk to people.
That's so amazing.
If I talk to people about anything, I could.
Absolutely love it. How about you, Dakota? Did you something that was exciting in any of these sessions?
Well, for me, it was the Divine Nine. That was really fun. My brother's stepdad, he was a Q. And so just like learning the other ones and like seeing what their history and what their founder is learning about it and like seeing it in person. And like also like their energy carried in the room too. Like they're just joking with each other and just having a good time. It's like acting like a family. Doesn't matter like where they are. It's like you're at a cookout and then how you felt included. And then also like the legal professional one too. That was pretty fun.
Very cool. When you did you know what sessions were offered before you came here?
Yes, we had to do a pre-register thing. So like I just selected it. And honestly, for the Divine Nine, I kind of just put it. I didn't realize it was for the
You're like, and a bonus.
And a bonus. And then I go and I was like, oh, okay, that works too. And like, I was like the first one there. So they gave me a $10 Amazon gift card. And I was like, oh,
you. Oh, big money. That's dope though. Like, I love an unexpected, I love a bonus. Like, okay. Was there anything here that at the summit that maybe introduced you to a field that you hadn't thought about or, you know, a path that you hadn't thought about, maybe even a school that you didn't think of before or didn't know existed?
Morehouse.
Okay.
It was pretty decent because he told us that they accept anything and he said it was all boys mm-hmm. and that you could talk to him about anything and like that they accept anything, they help you with anything and like that stood out to me.
Yeah, that sounds like real support.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you?
Not really, because like I forgot most of the stuff I learned about the colleges.
I love the honesty. But you know that you want, like, do you have an idea of you want to stay in state? You want to maybe leave?
No, not yet, though.
Okay. Yeah, you don't have to have that yet. Do you want to leave? Yes.
Yes.
How about you? You just mentioned Morehouse, but do you want to leave Oregon to go to college, or is there something here that you would?
I'm kind of still thinking about it because I'm only a freshman, so I have a lot of time to think about it. So I don't know if I want to leave or not because I love Oregon.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to give you one little piece of advice. Is that 4 years is not as long as you think it. Like, you don't have to have an answer for any of the questions I asked you today, but it's going to go by real fast. So just keep that in mind. You already have lacrosse that is outside of academics, right? Mm-hmm. And you would plan to play lacrosse in college.
Yes.
With a double major. How does it work?
Well, for me, I do two spring sports at the same time. So I followed in my mom's footsteps and I do a track. I do the 1, 2, and 4x1, sometimes the 4x4. And then after that, school gets out for the people that go to softwares, it gets out at like 3:30 because we have pushed our back. And then practice starts at 3:50. We have our meeting in the fishbowl. We go over PRs and stuff. And then we go on the field by like 4. Track ends around 6:00. And then lacrosse would start up at 7 and go from 7 to 9, and luckily none of my games or meets like interfere. So sometimes like next week I have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday break. Usually we have a meet on Wednesday, but we have 2 bye weeks. So I have a meet on Wednesday and then I have a game Thursday and then I have maybe Twilight Relays on Friday. And then it was keep going. Like I went to Oregon, I had Oregon Relays. Like I had one time I did collide. We had a game in West Albany, and it was on Saturday, but I qualified for Oregon Relays, so I told my coach I was going to be there.
Yeah.
No, it's Oregon Relays. Yeah. Like, who's going to give that up? but that was, like, the one time. But other than that, it's just, like, really just games and meets, like, back-to-back. That might be the only thing. But, like, you know, luckily I have my mom, as we all know how she is. So, you know, ice baths, stretching, just like feeling my body for the next day and like getting sleep and stuff.
So basically you're prepared. She's like, the answer to my question is I already do it. Wow. That's wild. Because a double major is a big deal to commit to on its own. And then adding in any other extracurriculars is a lot. It's a lot. What is the school experience like at Roosevelt? Like,
active.
It's active?
Yeah.
That's a really good word.
Like, how active?
I don't know. It's just like a lot of things going on. So, like, a lot of people are doing this sport, that sport, or a lot of people are doing something. So, everybody's engaged in something.
Is that your experience? What's the school experience like there for you?
Distracting.
Oh, what are you being distracted from?
My work and all my other classes.
Oh, okay. From school. You are being at school being distracted from school. Oh, unfortunate. Is it you? Are you the distractor? Is he the distractor?
Nah, it's none of them.
Oh, are you the distractor?
Nah, it's my friends I have classes with.
I still feel like there is a mystery to get to the bottom of right here.
I feel like I'm active in a lot of sports, so there's nothing I can't mess up in the class or get distracted or else.
Then you can't play the sport.
Yeah, so yeah. I take my time wisely or spend my time wisely. So stay in class and do my work and then sports after.
Okay. I mean, we're hearing the stories of the student athletes all day today, and you guys are incredible. Like the amount of things that you are expected to do. If you are playing more than one sport, especially the same time frame. Like, I know that people play all the different sports, but, like, two spring sports is wild. I don't know how do you pay attention to school stuff? Is that hard?
Sometimes it is. Like, sometimes I do, like, fall behind on my schoolwork. But like, I still get it turned down time. Like, my grades never slip.
Okay.
Do the due dates slip? Yes. Yes, they do. They do. Like, my mom, she got on me yesterday because I turned assignment a day late and the teacher was just not having it. But, like, also, like, I work. So, like, when I do my job, because I work.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
I have a job.
How? I mean, I hear you. I believe you. I just, how?
So, I'm a lifeguard. And,
of course you are.
You know me, come on.
Okay.
You know, really flexible, by the way. as my bosses can contest to, as I drop shifts a lot on Saturdays.
Uh-huh.
But I work in the mornings. So I work from like 5:45 to 9 a.m. in the morning. So then that's like the open swim. So we, like me and my, like the open swim, the lap swim, I'm sorry, the lap swim. And there's like two people, including myself. And then we just do like 30-minute rotations. So 30 minutes on, 30 minutes off, watching the pool. And like during that time, I'll like do my schoolwork or maybe just like catching a couple extra Z's. And then, you know, fair. And after that, and then I'll head to school depending on the day. And then I'll go to class.
No. because then I'll go to school after I went to work at 5:45 in the morning.
Yeah. So like the only day like really is like Thursdays after. I have class like at 12. I have class at 12. Then I was like catch the bus to Sylvania, and then I'll do that and then do some of my work from there. And then on Tuesdays, I have a remote class. So I go home and I go back to sleep, and then I wake up and I hop online to my Zoom and do my Zoom class for the day.
That is a packed life. That is a packed life. And you like it because you're about to continue to do it once you go to college, mm-hmm. like on purpose, keep yourself that busy. That's, I mean, admirable for sure. Like, I mean it. That's a lot. I can't say that I had any of that same amount of drive at when I was in high school. Like, I was very much like, get me out of here, you know. I was. Yeah, just like, let's be done with it. Like, how can we get this done quicker? Was me. Okay, so Have either of you, like you were talking about Morehouse, have either of you thought about being in a fraternity? Know that there were fraternities here too. No,
I never thought about it.
Oh, have any new ideas? No.
I saw Oregon today and Howard and Morehouse. That's the only colleges I really looked at.
Okay. Which one in Oregon? Or U of O?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. How about you?
No fraternity.
Not interested. What are you interested in?
Just going to college.
But a little bit more than that. Give me something about you. What are you interested in?
Oh, I'm interested in a lot of things.
And top you three. Have nothing but time and opportunity to give me a couple.
I can't think of none right now.
Okay. Keep thinking.
But there's more. Or a lot.
Yeah, keep thinking. Like, we can come back to it. If it hits you.
All right.
Just throw it on out there. Did any of the speakers that you've met today, I don't know how much they focused on mentorship at all, but have you met anyone here that you're like, I'd like to pick that person's brain. I'd like to know more from them.
Two.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like the one that for Morehouse and for the mental health.
Yeah. And do you have an opportunity to do that? Like, do you get information from them and email
I got his business card for Morehouse, but for mental health, no, he went home.
Okay. But you might be able to find out who that was and get their information. I think that when I was in high school, I was definitely told to get mentors and have people that would be able to help me sort of steer me in the right direction. And I did not take that opportunity until a little bit later in life and when I was in college. But having someone that knows what you want to do or knows where you want to go ends up being kind of helpful. Did you have any opportunity like that or see anyone that you were like, I'd like to know more or I think that person could help me?
Mine was probably just a mental health dude, Mr. Dempsey.
Who left? But you remembered his name, so he was obviously memorable for you. Yeah. Like, okay. Is that like the kind of thing, would you be interested in having a mentor? Is that something that you'd be find helpful, you think, or?
Yeah.
Yeah?
What was the question?
Would you be interested in having a mentor? Do you think that that would be helpful?
Yeah. In certain situations, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Carlos. Jacody, I feel like you don't even get the option of having mentors. Like, they're just probably just popping up in your life, and you don't even get to say yes or no.
Well, I have Laya as one.
Okay.
She's definitely, so Laya and I went to the same high school. Before I started early college, she was the president for BSU. She was attending her class, so I didn't see her as much, but we both, like, saw each other, talked to each other, but it wasn't very, we didn't really get to know each other that much until this year, where I joined BBPU, and then I started seeing her at PCC, because she works at the MC, so we would just, like, talk, and, like, I just, like, it's nice having that person who, like, kind of shares the same goals as me, and, like, had that same mindset, kind of about Southridge, like, she understands, like, why I didn't want to attend Southridge anymore, and stuff like that. And she's like, just always there. She's a really good person to talk to. Like, for example, today, like, we went to go get breakfast, and, like, somebody told us, like, one of the people told us it was, like, closed or whatever. So, like, okay, so we went back up. And the lad comes, and she's like, did you guys eat? We're like, no, they told us it's closed. She's like, what? And she got up, and then she, like, went scrambling. She, like, got us donuts, and, like, she went to, like, all different costumes and got us water and food to make sure we were good. And then later she left, but she's like, text me, you guys need anything. I have to go to work. And I was like, no worry, we got it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I really do appreciate her.
It's great to have somebody who looks after you, you know, like that just makes sure that you're okay in moments when you're in a different environment and who can talk to you about preparing you for those environments. Yeah, hold that close. Like, that's a good relationship to have. So I'm going to give you guys the opportunity to talk about whatever you want. Like, I know it's going to be pulling teeth for some of y'all, but give me a little something, whatever you want to say. It can be about today. It can be about whatever you want. Like I told somebody earlier, you could rap, start singing. What do you want to do? We got 5 minutes, and so Maybe it's your turn. Not having a question doesn't mean you don't have anything to say.
My top three colleges. So, number one is Quincy University in Chicago, Illinois. It's like pretty up. And then you got Aurora University, which is also in Chicago, on the outskirts. I mean, of Illinois, so it's on the outskirts of Chicago. And then Howard and Lewis and Clark, my club coach. She's actually the assistant coach there. And she wants me to come play for her when I come out of college and do the law degree, because I would do criminal justice, but she's like, but we have a law degree and you will do great in it. She's like just sliding it to me. I'm like, okay, coach, chill. but I do love her as a coach. She's definitely, she's like my favorite coach actually, because she, like, I joined late. Like, I did like a supplemental tryout. I just kind of got on the team, like, and like I had another coach vouch for me because I missed the tryouts. So, and I went, but I went to a prospect camp for U of O and she was there. So she saw me play. She was like, all right, I'll talk to the director and we'll see where we can put you. So they put me on the select team. So in my club, it goes open, which is like the lowest, select, and then elite. So the select, they still travel, but elite goes to like more like East Coast tournaments and stuff like that. And I got put on select, and then like Coach Joe, she like see me play like throughout the tournament. She's like, oh yeah, you're like, she's like, next year you're going to be on elite. And I was like, are you sure? She's like, yes. So I was like, okay. So then I come to tryouts and I was like, you know, she always yelling at me, like, use your left hand. Like, I'm tired of using your right. I'm like, yes, I got it. I got it. And then, but she always like pushes me to like be a better version of me. Like, she's never a hard coach to be like, oh, like, she's not just yelling for no reason.
Yeah.
She's going to yell because she knows you can do it. And that's what I appreciate in her, because like, I need to do it. And that's why I love her as a coach. So maybe like I might stay in Oregon for college. Who knows? But yeah.
No, that's a big mic. You got one school in Oregon.
Yeah.
That you said. So that's a big mic. This is your opportunity. You have anything that you want to say about this success summit, about what it looks like for you in high school, or the things you want to do outside of it, what today meant?
I think today was, a really good day. Like, it was nice seeing like different people and like what they do for a living or what they're passionate about. One thing I will say, I was disappointed. I see Ambush on the turntables. I was like, dang. But you know, the DJ they had was getting it popping up in there. But like, you know, seeing other people like dance, just like having fun, just having like that black space to be like, just be black. Like,
yeah,
really, because you don't have that in your everyday life, and just having a community around you. Like, you don't know these people, like, but they're still around you. They still support you and they still like want to make you go further in life.
Yeah. How about you?
At what?
Today. Do you have anything for today?
Oh.
Yo. You got distracted.
That's what it is. It's just him. I think it's just him.
Yeah.
Okay.
The mystery is solved.
Yeah. Case closed. It's you.
I think today was fun because we got to learn about different colleges and other like black owned things and like stuff like that. And I just thought it meant a lot.
Cool. Do you think that it matters to see people like you doing the thing that you want to do?
Yeah.
Okay. You?
I think today was just like, it was just a warning to tell us all to just be yourself and you don't have to be closed up. Open up, because there's a lot of people that are there for you, and they showed us and taught us a lot of things today. And they taught us today that, and not in the exact words, but that they like basically care about us.
Yeah. Good.
And it's just like,
I feel like that's good. Get to walk out of here feeling cared for, supported, yeah. Options in hand.
We hope you found that conversation as informative and entertaining as we did. And if you did, be sure to spread the word. Share the podcast episode with a friend, subscribe to this podcast, leave a comment, and rate the episodes. Thank you so much for being intentional and spending time with the youth of our community by listening to this podcast. The next episode will feature Samantha Atama, a freshman at St. Mary's Academy, Raquel Nelson, who attends Henrietta Lacks Health and Bioscience Academy, Oya Atuk, who attends Pearson Online Academy, Eamon Tazo, a junior at Valley Catholic High School, and Cy James, a sophomore at McDaniels High School.